this program was founded about 80 years ago. Actually, March of next year, it'll be 80 years old. And the, one of the main reasons was to honor and give the opportunity to be able to continue reading to our veterans. And so without any difficulty over that time, we have been able to provide that service to our nation's veterans so that they continue to learn and connect with others through reading. And you know that there's about 158,000 veterans who are visually impaired or blind, and more than 1 million who have low vision, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. And about 13% of the wounded U.S. military troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan have also received serious eye injury. So, you know, those folks are all eligible for this national program that we serve throughout the United States. We serve have a readership of about 900,000 Americans. And in addition to veterans, we serve all Americans who have low vision, blindness, physical handicaps that make reading the regular page difficult.
So tell me how the program works. You actually deliver digital books?
We do. We have just begun switching from cassette tape format to digital books, which allow us to put all an entire book on one flash cartridge. And currently, we have delivered about 250,000 of those machines nationally to our cooperating libraries, which provide the service in the states. All of the states participate, and it's through a network, through that network where we make the books and we make the playback equipment here at the federal level. The states and the local governments actually provide the personnel and the space and the services so that the services can be provided locally to people that live in their areas.
Let's talk about how people can take advantage of it then. Those who are listening now who might want to take advantage of it themselves or pass the information on to a loved one.
Well, that's a good point. And what you can do very easily, if you have access to a computer, you could go to our website, www.loc.gov/NLS. Or even easier, you can call our national telephone number, which is 1-888-NLS-READ, R-E-A-D. I'll repeat that. It's 1-888-657-7323. And that telephone number will actually, through prompts, take you right to your own local library with a series of little, on your push-button keypad, will take you right to your library to an actual person that would actually be providing service to you in your state or locality. And you can also sign up through our website. When you get to the front page, there's a little icon there that says Helen, and it's the icon that shows where you can go directly into our website and actually have your name put in your telephone number. And within a very short period of time, someone from your local library would call and help you, assist you with your application, make sure that you're eligible, and do the enrollment procedures so that you can get started reading books again through our program.
What sort of books do you have available? Do you have a lot of books, magazines too?
We certainly do. We have presently in digital format, we are doing 2,000 books a year. We also, because of the benefits of digital technology, are also able to offer our patrons a download of books for the first time, because our program before digital was through the U.S. postal system. People had to order through their library and had to come through the postal service. But now we have the Braille and audio download system that mm-hmm. allows people to actually go to our website, find the book they like, and they can download it, or a friend or relative could also download it if they're not able to or they don't have their computer. They could help them download a book and get it directly. And we've had 1 million hits on that thing. It's only been up a year.
Wow.
And people are really using it, those that have the ability, the capability, or the resources to get a computer. And they've found it wonderful because it's immediate access.
What about volunteers? I mean, somebody's got to be reading these books into the digital format, right?
Well, we don't use volunteers. We professionally record the 2,000 books we do a year. our network libraries do produce books of regional interest using volunteers, and they're usually available through the particular regional library. But most of our materials are all done through contract, competitive contract, and we have the very best voice narrated books in the world, we believe.
And over the past 80 years, which is going to be celebrating its 80th anniversary come March, really, so it's right around the corner. But over the past 80 years, what sort of evolution has taken place? Clearly, the format has gone from analog to digital. But what other changes have you seen in maybe the people who use the service or the people who provide it? What have you seen in your time there?
Well, I've been here for about 30 years, and I've seen a lot happen. When we first came, we had just switched to cassette tape, you know, and the big advantage of digital is everything fits on what's called a flash cartridge now, and we can get a book or even more on it. We used to have to turn the cassettes over on each from one side to the other on the track technology so a person could read a book. They don't have to do that anymore. They just push the flash cartridge into the digital player, and bingo, they're right there. The whole book is there. The keys talk back to you as to what they do. The book begins where you left off. You can pull that book out and put another book in, and if you want to go back to the other book, it picks up to where it was before. Mm. I mean, it's just the technology is simply fantastic. I mean, we have so much anecdotal evidence from around the country about how much our patrons enjoy this, and we're very excited that this can now be offered to everyone. We're doing a national outreach campaign right now with one of the major companies to make sure that everyone is aware that this is available, especially our veterans, because veterans, as I had said at the beginning, are the folks that that really got this program started 80 years ago, and we really want to make sure that that they are aware of it. There are many of them out there that don't use it that are eligible, and we'd like to see that happen. And I know that you would too, and we really, really appreciate you having us on to get the message out. Call us at 1-888-NLS-READ, R-E-A-D. That's 1-888-657-7323, or just get to us through our website, which is www.loc.gov/NLS.
Is there, let me ask the question this way. There are specific criteria that veterans have to meet. Would there come a time when some veterans might not be eligible? Veterans are, by and large, eligible, right?
They're always eligible. If they're unable to read or use regular print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation, that they are eligible for service. They only have to go, do an application through their local library that would serve them and have it certified by a medical practitioner, and they will be in the program. So there's no problem with that. And like I say, there's a lot of veterans that we would like to reach and let them know about being able to continue to learn and connect with others through reading. It's been a wonderful program for a lot of people. It's made a big difference in their lives. I know that, and we hear so much about it all the time here. We're thrilled to be able to offer this program through the federal government, through the state governments, and through the local governments. Everyone across the country has been very supportive of this program. And I know that if you have a friend or a relative who's a veteran who isn't aware of this program, we certainly would like to ask you to let them know about it or even try to help them find out more about it.